produces a brisa, it's a new pitka. It could be the start, not kind of what came before, the start of a new line of discussion. Usually the pitka is a piece of the Mishnah, that the Gemara goes step by step through each piece of the Mishnah. And then sometimes either when we're done with the Mishnah or sometimes even in the middle, we'll have either a Tanah Hatak, which means we're quoting a Mishnah from some other necessity, usually in Zeram or Tara, it doesn't have its own Gemara, like in the, by the Prisbul Gemara. To do the Tanah Hatak and all the Mishnahs and Shmi, it's about Shmi stuff. They don't have any home elsewhere, so this is their own. So that's not the new Pitzah. Or you have a Braithah. The Braithah that starts the discussion often is a concept on location, sometimes it's not. The other place that starts a new discussion. After we finish the whole first Mishnah, the front half of the Nefzang, so the beginning, the middle, we're not done with the end actually. We finish the whole beginning of the Mishnah, the whole discussion about Get, about the Din Hayam, but that's why Nefzang that's done with. The only piece to come is a little tiny bit, Nefzang of an Alf, about the end of the Mishnah that we dealt with already, but Get to Eretz Yisrael. So we're done with all of the Fanef and Nefta part of the Mishnah, and we have a new Tiska Tamar Abadan, this case. Ezra Shevi Gito, Kazva, Asma, Nechasa, Knuy, Mecha, Asma, Kaz, Nechasa, Loka. Good. The Barsha says, without any argument, that if I have a Shtar that has the two things in it, has the Shifra, and it has Hakna, Nechasa, if that works well, halfway. So the Hakna, Nechasa is not going to work, but the Shifra is going to work. Okay. And then the Gemara has a machlokas, you buy a new, a shaila, a machlokas, a rabba, how about you combine it into a single phrase of kol machasa? And then Abai says, ooh, now all of a sudden it breaks down because now they're coupled to each other, either they both work or either they work, the shefer and the matas. And Rabbi said, no, it's the same as in the place, so it's what? So what's the case? Everyone saw, the Rashi says, the case is, Ebba is shaybi kizimu v'din hayam. He's bringing to get from Medina Hayam. Well, why is it? The Brisa assumes that somehow inherently makes sense that they should work on the Shechur, it should not work on the Nechassim. The question is, Rama. The question is, Rama. Why are we distinguishing between Shechur works and Nechassim doesn't work, but according to Abai, maybe it is a complication of Chagin, Lopin, and Dibur, you have to somehow hope to be the same. But inherently, in principle, you ought to have said, like the Brisa says, in this case, in the two separate clauses, it works by Eved, it doesn't work by Nechassim. So why? So Rashi says, oh, it's because the Eved is being again with the Hayam, therefore if I next ki isha with the Yagita, just like by Get, don't say by Shtar Shefer, you have to say, happy meeting, see you soon. You have to say, well, it's super safe. Sorry, my
hair is guys, file out.
I love how we're
they're already gone.
Engineering closed.
Limitora.
Water reading
right now. Exactly. So again, why are we distinguishing between what's the case? Why are we distinguishing between Shikha works and this does and Matan does one? So Rashi says, oh, it's because there's a different finesse, which is what we've already read in Dabzimo Rao. That is a normally key mashal part of the two ages. A special dispensation of Kulum Jabana. That by get and the Mishnah says by Shikhar Abadim, if the Shliach is the same as Fadich Fadestam, it's a sufficient key with one eighth.
Sorry. Yeah, what's up one eighth?
So that's what Rashi says. And he has a joke about the
MP3 player, and
we're getting that.
No. So far, there's only one recorder, though.
So Nachama. So that's what Rashi says. The Tosfos read, and says he's not happy. So what Tosfos says? Tosfos read, let's take a look inside, let's read these Tosfos together. He has a different explanation for what the case is and for why we're distinguishing between Eva on the one hand and Matan on the other hand. Perish on Moreh. Tosfos read says, Perish on Moreh. Moreh might be a reference to Rashi or might be a reference to one of his Italian Rebbeim. Either way, the Pshat is that which Rashi gives. Nemu al shechuro in the narrow lines of Tosfos Rish. Nemu al shechuro lomar b'fai nechta. The answer of lomar, answer of eidim l'kaimo. The nechasim lomar, now the b'fai eidim l'kaim kishan ki yimshan. That's Rashi. The answer of b'fai nechta, but doesn't work first time matano. Okay. The eidim nearly, he doesn't like it. Isha meviyah gita, ki tzvicha lomar b'fai nechta. When does a woman have to say the fine nothing. He says, what's the problem? What's his problem? He says, what's the case? Ev is bringing his star, he's saying the fine nothing. That means that he is the Shaliyah for himself, which is what the Gemara discussed at the end of the second passage. That was the whole complicated case in my head. And why the woman said to the Mishnah says that a woman could be nemah say the fine enough by nephew and get? The Gemara says, what do you mean? If he must keep the liyaza igusha. Once she gets the get, or the husband gave it to her. What's the case, the Gemara says? The woman, the husband, the wife went away on vacation and the woman comes back with the get. Well, when the husband gave it to her, wherever they were, she already became a geresha. But for that, by next, that makes sense in a case where the shaliach is bringing it and the geishin is about to occur. The husband shaliach is about to give it to the wife. So the Gemara says, well, what's the case? The woman herself, the wife herself, will say, by next, how could it be? So the Gemara says, must be some complicated case, bizarre case. That what? The husband gave it against his wife. He said, you're a shaliach, you're my shaliach. What? To give it to yourself. Meaning, I don't want to be divorced while I'm on vacation. So here's the gap. Travel back to New York. You get back to New York. You go to the Beis Din, and they'll take care of you. You'll give it to them, and they'll give it back to you for the garrison. But you're my shliach to get my guest to New York, to Chicago. Bizarre case. That's the only case where she's saying the Fanaynesa, because Fanaynesa wants them to the shliach of Allah. The poster says, what's the case? That's the case here, too. When the Eved, he's saying the fine nesta. I mean, the master gave him the get, shichur, but said, I'm not being mishachar yet. I'm making you my shliach to deliver it to New York, where you will then become mishachar.
That's
good. Tosfos points out, that's what Rashi's case has to be.
No.
Rashi just very smoothly says, oh, the fine nesta. But what's that case? The Evan himself. So if he's saying the fine nesta, you're telling me that he was not freed when the master gave it to him. The master, in funny case, the master made him a shaliach to deliver to himself in a different location. Isha, back in the tongue of this, Isha Leviyah's Gita, she treats the love of the next time, Mukamim Lakamah Mishuli Perik. And the Gemara later on explains Mishuli Perik days. The Gemara said, what? Ati Shleva Allah, I did not have the days in Plony. You'll be a shaliach to bring it for me until you reach the space in a certain location. So why she's saying Vanessa? Keshul Tapos with Shlitha. It's not to make it different in some other case of Shlitha. Kidatman the Elf, it's Jehul over Vanessa Vanessa. Okay. So she has to say Vanessa Vanessa. That's in that one bizarre case where the husband made the wife a Shliach or the other made the enemy a Shliach to deliver. The normal case, a woman shows up, husband and wife disappear, and then the woman comes back alone again. So this is you'll normally say to Vanessa Vanessa. In his year, Gita. The armor he violent and subtly with Mises. My husband gave me for good forever. Not as a shliach. This was my guest. And it's Rikhalam of Homes. It's Mises. The Hina Menasoma. He violated and subtly. We believe her to say that my husband divorced me. The Loha Shim is the Yusuf. We're not concerned with the Yusuf. Hashem, he's the apostle. Maybe she faked it. Not from him with Tama. Isha Kimati Gita Liyada Ikushova. When the woman receives the guest, she is divorced. You could have interpreted it in different ways. But the way it tells written in terms of that line means she is divorced, and if she shows up already having a get, she doesn't need to say to Vanef Vanefdam because we believe her without it. And that's the case. Vanef Vanefdam is when the Shliach brings it. She's not yet divorced. As a mom, before we allow her to get divorced, we first apply this litmus test to the get. Can you say to Vanef Vanefdam? But here she's already divorced. A woman comes and says she's divorced, she has a get. But we don't check.
What if she got a get? And that's fine if the Baal gave it to her personally because Baal's already would give her a false get. But what if she got the get from a Shliach?
And that Shliach there has to say the fine nafta.
How do you know he did? You're just assuming the get's good. You don't know if the Shliach said fine nafta.
That's true. But we're assuming that it was done under auspices of the Beis Din. We're assuming that problem.
Okay.
Right. So he goes on to say what? Kalman Shemotia Gita, the second one line. Balmeriki Baile Gerushani. Is that my husband divorced me? And you on the club. Obeys not me, love us, see no stuff. Baby's a little believer. But why did not be Evans? Is it the same as true for an Evans, Jay Gito? I'm like, you robbing the son of me, the Shifra Rani. My master already freed me in some other location. Here's my star Shifra. Never knew Latinos to be Israelis. He's believed. Now, number one, you can now marry a Jewish girl. Ain't no time for all about Kolom. He doesn't have to say Befai Nechtav or Befai Nechtav. We're not concerned maybe he's fake. The same as with Get. Nehme Loma Rabi Nesanovi. Moshe Yishav Ten Mez Digita. Period. Okay, Arkani, he took some time to get at the idea that, look, he doesn't ask directly as a kasha. He's saying, look, Rashi says it's case of a fine Nefai Nechtav. And again, the case of the Gemara is a case of bringing in serving the Shlech. That's very difficult because it's such a bizarre case. So rather, I would say, no. It's our case where he comes and says, I already am Meshukhra. I believe him. And we do believe him. But that's also a special rule. You want to know what's the difference? We have a difference in Gen Shar Shukh on one hand and Matana on the other hand. Well, one difference is that the Shaliyah is never said before Nefesh by Nefesh. Okay, that's what Rashi uses. But it says, listen, this is another difference, which is that if the woman herself or the Eved himself shows up with the guest, we believe it. But if I show up with a Shtar Matana, which says that Nachum Cooper, who's the way of vacation, is giving me his house for free, well, we'll say, not so fast. The Tosus Ridge is saying, like the Tosus on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, then what? The Tanin and Mezuyah. And normally, Tanin and Mezuyah, he says. The Chasim Eilu Nehmet Shefan HaChasima. The Chasim, we don't believe you unless you Mekan HaChasima. The Chayishim is Yufa. Stop the Beget Isha Yitala HaChamim. The Lachashu is Yufa, the Rebbe Shem Iguna. That's what? That's Tosus Beis Amud Aleph. That's the first Tosus we learned this year. The first Tosus that we learned this year, welcome back. Welcome back to Chai Olam. The first Tosus that we learned this year was what? The Tosus, again, the Reed disagrees. The Tosus, the Yantam Tosus said, that it's the normal Star Mammon. No, they don't know. The normal Star Mammon, you present the Star, Tani and Mazil. The exception was Get. Why? Because the Iguna. And he says, the Eben Nami Iskish. The Isha, finally the Eved also is a hukash, the Isha. He doesn't mean Lama Me Isha. Because I'm talking about Dinda Raisa here, the whole thing starts with Rabbana, number one. Number two, Lama Me Isha is not a hekash, he's there, Shabbat. So what he means is, I didn't realize it first. He just means it's compared. The Rabbana uses the term hekash often just to mean logical comparison. Right? To bang things together. They can be banged together because they're physically juxtaposed in the Chumash. The Chumash is actually pushing them together, or just a logical input. Is look, Eved is the same as Isha, meaning there's also a Chashash Eved. So basically what you have two differences, two cases where a Get is more accepted than a Shtar Matana. It's the case where you have the Shliach thing for Nefer Nefer, the only two cases, and where the person self-presented having already happened. So this Rashi wants to say that the case that Gemara is talking about is the Befai Nechla Nechtam case, meaning the woman, the Eved serving as the Shliach, the Shukr has yet to happen. And he's the Shliach for his own Shukr. Tosfos says, no! Not at all! It really happened! The Eved comes and says, here, here's my Shtar Shukr. And I also have another clause. The Abaye said, so what the Abaye says, look, we believe in the Igun, he's never Mishum Igun. The Rebbe says we're going to split it. Even though this is din of igun, we're going to relax the rule of ki mishtaris. And the avishim igun, we're going to assume that it's all good, but only halfway. Because you can't marry. That was the Mishnah in the fourth Pesach. That Lisa Shifan, Lisa, well, it's Lisa bat Kohen. He can't marry a Shifan. He's Muteras to Shifan, but he can't have a
So there's a difference between Yisrael and Yisrael.
He presents a Shtar Shechar, right? So if we're going to say we're not sure, but he just said, he just said he's Meshukhar, right? He claims he's Meshukhar. So he claims that he's no longer permitted to have a relationship with the Shechar.
Right.
We're not sure that he's a Ben Chorin. So we would allow him to marry Yisraelis, but nor can we allow him to go back to his Shechar girlfriend. No, he's saying we ought to believe because if we're not to believe in the Egon, but Akiva's saying where's the Egon? He's not stuck. He has all the shifts of the world.
He says that the Shah is also, he's not stuck. He's the Shah is also
No. We might not, it's not that it's possible, we might not have be sufficiently confident that it's valid. We're concerned maybe it's Mazuyah. Yeah, but he said it's not Mazuyah. So that's Shaviyat Amshakatiyah Hadithullah. No, if I say something is straight, then even if you don't have to believe me, but I'm not allowed to get anymore. That's the rule that we had first. There's a sugya of Shaviyat Amshakatiyah Hadithullah. That if I make a statement about something being us there, so I'm believable God myself. Even if I can't force you to believe me, but I'm no longer allowed to eat it. I'm no longer allowed to marry it. Or whatever the case may be. The case where we have the right to assume something is kosher, this Eid Akhar is saying it's not, in a way that we don't have to believe, he's not going to accept what happened. But this guy says that he can't eat it, because he says it's straight. So this guy, he says he's a, you say you're a mashogar. If we wouldn't accept his word, we would say, we can't accept your word, we're not sure that you're free, so you can't marry his last daughter. But you say that you are free, you can't marry his sister either. Stop!
I think that Coca-Cola is true. Then I'm not allowed to drink it. Yeah, it's not objective,
it's not a thing. No, think. You make a statement of fact. If that statement of fact is true, then the halakha is as us. But you don't have sufficient agent power for us to believe.
But the statement is false.
Well, that's false. But the guy says, look, I'm free. He says, look, here's my Sasha. So the Tosafot says, if we're not going to believe him, then he's even like my woman. He's saying, well, let me go back to the ship. I says, no. He claims that he really is free.
It's not false, it's really unsure.
Right. We have not validated it, you claim, but we don't have sufficient, if you wouldn't give you sufficient power to be believed, then you're going to be stuck. So that's why for statement by Yishu, say, okay, we should be Guna. Good. It should be clear that we believe you. Okay. So, the Tosafot says that Makara has a very good point. And the question I'm going to ask myself here is, this is a great point. The Rashi's mom is standing on his head. You have this nice bright stuff. Eva Shay Bikita. Makara Sabah, Makara Sabah. Very simple sounding bright stuff. So, what does Rashi do? Tosafot points it out. The point of Rashi is this one bizarre case where that. Evan would have said an other with a sense of humor. He says, he's a tease. Here's your star shaker, but you can't have it yet. You're going to be modestly have to deliver it to yourself.
Go get.
I mean, you can't do that.
Go get your gut.
Right. But it's the most bizarre case.
It's like a terrorist.
The Melech, you have a Mishnah in Chav Gimel that says. It's Shade, yes. You have a Mishnah in Chav Gimel that says, oh, a case of a woman saying to find out about her own gut. Okay, that must be the case. But you have this perfectly normal place. It didn't say anything with Vayanechta. The Rashi goes out of his way and sticks it into Vayanechta and now makes it into this one, he's mukin it, and he interprets, limits it in one particular case, and a very strange case of that. So you have to wonder, sometimes the flow is a little bit funny. He never really demarcates where he's asking in Akasha Rashi where he's saying his own Pesha. He's kind of taught. He's kind of taught.
In your Ali, but then he starts first.
It was
Rashi
Tevo.
Whatever.
You're supposed to read the Rashi
Tevo. I know, man. No, you look at In your Ali, you start with Inbal and Akasha talking. It's really sort of, it begins with the Kol on Akasha Rashi. The Lamaisa, those are the two Pshatim in the Gemara. And the two Pshatim are either talking about he's not yet Meshuchar and he's the Shliach, he's sent by Nechtav, or he already is Meshuchar, he's presenting it, and we believe in, but Meshum Ethan, we believe it today. Rabbi Shikharani Bizel. So the question is, why would Rashi want to say like Rashi? Why did Rashi not say like So just look, before you do anything else, look at the language of the Brayza. Look at the language of the Brayza. Look at the language of the Brayza. What does the I think there's an indication in the Brisa like Rashi, and there's an indication in the Brisa like Tosafot's Reish. One from the Reisha, the Brisa not so long,
right.
From the Reisha and from the Seifa.
Right.
One like Rashi, one like Tosafot's
Reish. Shehevi, so it's like the first Mishnah, it's like Hamevi.
Oh, okay, so it sounds like Hamevi. Okay, good.
What do you mean?
There's something much stronger than that. Not mukhla, but
not kana.
Oh, kana! I mean kana. According to Tosafot's Reish, the kinyan happened a month ago, right? It's not kana. it's not the end of the world, but it's definitely smoother to say, Kana, if the king's happy, he's only the shliach, it's about to happen. And before we let it happen, you have to say, Vavayna Fanefka.
Maybe, like, make him
right? So the Kana definitely sounds like Rashi. On the other hand, there's a one word in the Braitha, which is very much like it does this. In a different way than Kana's like Rashi. It's not the choice of language, but it's a word that you could have cut out, and Rashi was much happier. In the ratio of the Braitha. If Rashi was right, then think about Tosfos brings kasha on Rashi. If Rashi, according to Rashi, how should the if Rashi's right in the Braitha, what could have made the Braitha even smoother? Much, much, much smoother. Much smoother. Good, and what else did you change together with that? What word?
Good.
Hey, beget meaning, you would say.
No,
maybe get together. Yeah, what word did you cut out?
Eved.
Eved! Yeah, it's Hoser's Ritz problems. According to Rashi, you tried to find out by Nafta. Eved saying about himself is like this bizarre case.
If we don't see Ritz, he's not an Eved anymore.
What?
If we don't see Ritz, he's not an Eved.
Well, otherwise, if you don't say an Eved, then you don't know what the issue is.
According to Rashi, the strongest Hoser's Ritz problem was always such a funny case, and say more. Okay. According to Rashi, why are we bothering to limit it to the Eved himself bringing it? According to Rashi, it works with any shliach. A shliach brings a get shechra from the master to the slave. The slave is there, the master is there. A shliach, regular shliach, third party shliach halacha, normal case, brings it. And what happens? So he says, look, I have this combined, I have this compound star for you. It's a shechra and a matana. And all I can, I'm only one guy, all I can say is it's a nefta nefta. So the same thing with the same. No, he's Naman on the Shechar, he's not Naman on the Matana. Why stick in Eben? Naman Bechalal is limiting. And more than that, the whole Tosfos Kasha and Rashi would have never started if you wouldn't have said Eben. So according to Rashi, Rashi has the Braitha, he says, oh, this is child. Okay, we're talking about that funny case. But I will say, Rashi, why the Tana of the Braitha write Eben? According to you, if that's really the Tana of the Braitha then, he should have said, I maybe get. Shechler, the chasubo, asbacha, the chasekinuimah. But that would be much, much, much smoother. So that's a major kasha on Rashi. On the other hand, the kana, okay, so you're not replying that. You want to tell me that the answer, the reason why Rashi chooses his shot is because the language of the Braitha is better. Yeah, kana is better, but Eved is much worse. You can have a hard time making the argument that the net result of the language of the Braitha is in favor of Rashi. The language of the Braitha is probably not, maybe that's probably not going to be the way to go. Is that clear? Possible, again. Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi, and you want to know why talking does Rashi choose this strange thing. It's kasha basically, Rashi, you picked such a bizarre, course, too, you still have a bizarre case. Why do you choose that weird shot? Because there's a difficult shot. Because there's a shot like me. To talk about why Rashi chooses a difficult shot. What was not good about Tosfos Ritz? There could be, you could say, the low language kana wasn't good. But on the other hand, the word Eved is very bad for Rashi. So that's difficult. The second possibility, what else? Very simple. Without any fancy wonder. Why would you rather say the Tosfos Ritz over the Tosfos Ritz? Context. Because what's the easy, obvious kasha of the Tol Bimar?
Where is it?
Yeah, this is done. Tara Abad is new Braitha. What is this Braitha doing here for?
We were talking about an Eved.
So that's interesting, because we just finished the whole discussion in the Mishnah, up until Chesed Beis, the whole discussion in the Mishnah, now we're done with that. We have one more place that says, how about Fanechtam, pull out something else. If this is a fancy Fanechtam case, then the location is great. Because basically, the entire figure of Fanechtam is up until Chesed Beis. Because the rest of the Mishnahs are by and large, not really dealing with enough by enough.
Yeah, second paragraph.
And then the first mission at the beginning of the second paragraph. We're talking about Gudita, the Chetzio, Kulo. So this is the end of the core discussion of the big issues of the by enough. So that second approach to Rashi is, yes, difficult, but according to you, though, this read, what on earth is it doing here? So that's that could be a strong, I think there was Shmuel Wazowski in Shiur Makas. He has, like, I think, a bunch of explanations. So I think someone told me that Apple told me. This is one of his, recommendations, suggestions. Maybe because Rashi says, you're right, it's difficult, but otherwise it's impossible. This is not at all the address, according to this, which is a very strong fashion. Whereas according to Rashi, it's talking about 12:10. So when you think about it, this is an interesting B'Nefta case. How does the B'Nefta work if it's a get or a Shtar Shikr plus something else? That's a basic question to ask. And that's the sugya. It's the final sugya of the B'Nefta discussion. A third possibility would be that the Tosfos is making some assumption halacha l'masa in terms of when you're neman and when you're not neman, and he's assuming that by it sounds like he's assuming that by shtar, like Tosfos on that day, that by shtar mamon you do an artoy mazik. If that's not true, if you're not going to, if Rashi doesn't accept that, that might be why the whole Tosfos Rid becomes very difficult. You take away that assumption. That's possibly number two. And then I want to share with you, I've heard them before. Taking back one of the briefest opportunities to look at the famous farm of Gittin. The famous farm of Gittin, let's take a look at this together. The Rekiva Eger. Let me just explain a little bit. Rekiva Eger, everyone knows. So that you've heard of him? He's a contemporary of the Zeneb Yehuda and the Chasim Sofer. Late 1700s, early 1800s. He was Chasim Sofer's, how'd it go?
I think father.
He was his father, right? They were 2 years apart, I don't remember which way, and they were also, he's also his father-in-law. So the Chasim Sofer, Chasim Sofer's wife died, right? And his second wife was significant. There's some story about how that shidduch was made. But his second wife was Rekiva Eger's daughter. He's not going to marry his daughter. Is his little notes on the side of the Gemara, as opposed to this, which is his big tradition. Longer discussion. But there's a certain yeshiva that have this approach that you have to, that if they be extremely dyke in the Kivaker and the Gilin Hashav, after they cut, sometimes they'll end with a question of the Tzarachim. They ask the question of the Tzarachim. Sometimes they'll say the Tzarachim and Gadol, Tzai and Gimel. There's some yeshivas have this approach. If it's the Bedarim, Gadol means it's like not possible to give an answer, I don't know. Bedarim means it's going to be difficult to give an answer. Bedarim cut means you can tell that answer, whatever it is. But he has very strong kashas. Very, very, very. His kashas are mamish.
You can't answer it.
That's great.
I think
I'm
calling
it using it. About a Kivaker? He's a brilliant, flaming genius. He's marvelous. Something else. So he, and just to explain a little bit more, you'll typically find, just so you'll know, so this is graphical knowledge, a three-volume set of Sfarim that look like this. Chiddush of Kivaker al Hashav. This, and they have one volume on Ashram, one volume on Nezikin, one volume on Dramoid, Kashim Tan. So this came out, I don't know, like 20 years ago or so. What they did is they took all of the Kiva Egers from all over, from his farm on Gemara and from his Chulas, and here and there and everywhere, and arranged them in pieces, Al Seder HaMasechta, Al Seder HaDafa. You get all of the Kiva Egers, Kol Kishrus Kiva Eger, Al Seder HaDafa. But the bulk of it, or I should say at least the back of the backbone of it, is, since we just say for Drush V'Chiddush,
otherwise called. I think there's some Jushim in here also, some explanation for that. But he has longer pieces and shorter pieces. He goes out Seder on Masechta through many, many, many Masechta. So this piece, and in this Likud, whenever they have a piece that's not from an obvious location, like Gilin HaShas or Jewish Mechidosh, but it's not on location, it's somewhere off location, they have a little table of contents at the beginning where they tell you where all the off location pieces come from.
Okay.
Because this is on location. Right, let's take a look together. So he bangs away at Rashi. He apparently didn't have a Tosfos grade, which is not surprising, because the things that are published in the margin, the reason why they're in the margin is because they were only published in the Vilna Shas, or maybe one printing before them. So the pagination had already been set out, and they didn't want to jam it, didn't want to change the page layout, they just put it in the margin. So if Kidegar didn't have, 200 years ago, he didn't have a Tosfos grade. So he had a good mind. And he is big Mahmoud, so he saw the zone. L'chor Tavua! We're not going to read the whole passage, we'll read a couple of lines here and there. L'chor Tavua, so that's the flavor. L'chor Tavua, he says, the Isha Mezia Giza ain't a Tzirik alon Vainechta. A woman brings her own get, and she's already divorced, she's not the same Vainechta. Oh, the God is the Tika, one strange case. Da'al Allah, they should have a whole lacha. Oh, it says, Beauty my Shalia, Adamat is awesome. Kiddi Isha Khan is out there, babe. He says, hey, the only case a woman herself has to say to Vainetta is that one bizarre case where she's her own shliya, okay, or she's her husband's shliya. Okay, Sarek Lomar, the Mari Hafagam Gibbe Kai Gav, you have to say that that's the case here too. But I'm not sure who Rashi said, why do you have to say that? But all the truth though, the Evian Navy Gito ain't talking about Vainetta. Came to Kimati Shekhil Yazir Shtachra. He was already divorced. He was already, excuse me, free, emancipated. We're not taking into account the small life, the small chance of zeus because of the counterbalancing concern of ego. Elamai, maybe he goes on to explain. Maybe the guy himself gets into more discussion. We might sometimes, if the guy brings, if the shliach brings it, maybe never came from us to begin with. But here the evidence that I got from my master, the wounds that she got from her husband, so they're the dinners that we do believe. So he basically is asking, he told the first kasha, he's asking directly as the kasha. He's asking directly as the kasha. God is the chika. Why do I have to say this? Say the Tosfos Ritz shot. This is what he's saying. He doesn't have to Tosfos Ritz. He's just saying it as an anonymous shot. Why say it's the case of the financial? Why say he already is Meshuchlan? But also we had three answers. One answer was the language of the Brayta, Kana, indicated by Rashi, but that we weren't so thrilled with that. But that really led, the language leads to a second Kasha, Rashi. Okay, terrace number two was the location, the fine terrace. Terrace number three, there could be Rashi disagrees with one of the halachic assumptions of Tosfos Ritz. For example, the Tanin Mazir Tanashtar Mammon. Or some say even the right, I don't know if involved, the right in the Vav Zayin, but that's the. Tenuous. Rashi himself, Chabdalus, is there. Or, if you think there's a fourth hand. What's his fourth hand? After the spiritual, after Loma, the spiritual Rashi, here we go. It speaks to the heart. It's not a side issue. It's that according to Rashi, the Tosfos Ritz case is too easy. Well, I mean, too easy. Not that it's not a complicated case, but it's not even Pagim Dibura. It's so obvious that you should split. It's not even a fish. There's no machlokes Abayi Rav about this case. It's pashut. The mind of Paskina, the Asmo Kana, Chasam Lo Kana. Lo Mishum Dashtar, Kaimu Davar Echa, Lo Kaimu Davar Echa. He says, in the Tosfos Ritz case, what happened? Evan shows up with a Shtar She'enu Mekuyim, but we're going to believe him with respect to the Shechar, but not with respect to the Matan. So, there's no half-half quasi, semi, status to the shah. It's not that it's partial Mekuyim, partial not Mekuyim. There's nothing shady. The Be'emet, in the Sky Mashtar, Mekuyim L'chol Mili. In Muzuyim, Batul L'chol Dava. There's nothing half-half about the shah. L'gav Yisr, Rishon Mikun, Hekilu, Shlo L'chol Shlo Muzuyim. L'gav Imam, L'chashin Muzuyim. The shah is what it is. It is a shah. It is not necessarily false. Has not been proven to be true. That's absolutely the shtar has no mixed identity. The shtar is a single identity. It's a non-Makulim shtar. Elamai. For Hilchas Avazin, a non-Makulim shtar is acceptable. Loka Shimuni. For Hilchas Matana, non-Makulim shtar is not acceptable. But the shtar itself is what it is. I am who I am. I am what I am. You have a Phillips screwdriver. So it is a Phillips screwdriver. There are certain screws that it'll work for, and certain screws it won't work for. Certain screws you need a flathead screwdriver. But it's not that the Phillips screwdriver is only half a screwdriver because it only works on some screws. No, it is a Phillips screwdriver. That's what it is. But it is fully and wholly, it's an integrated, well-adjusted Phillips screwdriver. This is a well-adjusted shtar. There's nothing half-half about it. It is a shtar which is not Makulian. That's what it is. Certain areas of Halacha look upon that favorably. Hilchos Avodah says, great, you're not Makulian, I don't care. And Hilchos Matan says, no, you're not Makulian, I don't like it. But the shtar is not divided in any way. So that's not talking to Buddha, but that's straightforward. There's actually some divide, some paradox within the shtar. Then you can talk about, do we say Pagin Zibur or not? That's what Rikki Vega says. The group is over here, the group of Matana. He says, look. So was that because Rashi? The Maya begins to talk about it by themselves. Or behind that deal. So Rashi says, no. It's not a case where the Eved brings that he's already freed. But we'll believe him that he's freed with respect to the Shechor, but we won't believe him that the Shtar is valid by Matan. No. It's the Eved bringing the Shtar now. And he's doing a Kiyum to find that by Nachsam. But such a Kiyum only works partially. It's half Makulim. It is Makulim, but not Makulim. So there are you. So I want to find Nachsam. Umahani Akiyum. You have done a valid Kiyum. Afim Ya'ara Adam Umahani. It's locked in. Pashtus, that's what Rambam says, right? The key works, and here's the other's going to come later and say it's false. I don't care. You already have a key. But ages did reply next not the ages kiyum. Mahani and ages got the Asper of low got in the house. And there's the problem. If you're making a single statement about the shtar. You're saying reply next by next time. It's Makuyum. And it now becomes that Makuyum. It's Makuyum with God with this and all God with that. So there's something split about the shtar. The shtar now has a half status. It's partially Makulian. Not just that it's not Makulian, but we might not care. So there's a reason to say it's not Makulian at all, but I don't care for purpose of shiva. But if you think that that's not Talgina, that's a normal, well adjusted shtar. You're saying, well, it's sort of Makulian. Sort of Makulian. That array is a little bit shady. Sort of? It's about, are you Makulian, not Makulian? You can't have a semi. A semi should be. Abaye says there's no such thing as a semi standard. Lo pal gimzi bura. Make up your mind. Is it Makulim or not Makulim? Because either it's fully Makulim, we believe all the way, or it's fully not Makulim. You can't tell me this shady business that it's half Makulim. Okay. Because that's why Rashi said what he said. And then he goes on to make the previous suggestion also. And it may have to do with the Tosfos on that day of the. So again, they have four possible ways to understand the Miyasha Rashi. Why Rashi says that's Tosfos? Either the difficult, the language of the Baisa, Kana, or number two is the context, the location, the Mikun, men use Kuf Vavnem, we like modern Hebrew, where we position the Baisa, or number three and four, which really basically both appear in Pekidega, either that they were Tosfos make a halach, the Tavash about Tanina, Mizuyev, that Rashi is in that, or Rashi doesn't call this Pagin Dibura because Tosfos' wrist case is too smooth. There's nothing divided about this, there's nothing internally divided about the shtar. According to Rashi, the shtar itself has a divided status. It is partially Makulim. Makulim is there, and Makulim is there. So that's there is the Pagin. Okay. That closes this first piece of the month. Question. The assumption of the grid is that when you show up with a shtar shichur, we believe you, even without the adar saying boo. But if you sober shtar mama, we would not believe you. That's not necessarily true. That was my focus in days and hours. If I show up with a shtar mama, and do we automatically tow in the zuyas or no? So he's assuming you do. But that's not so much. Maybe you actually believe that. Okay. Now let's take a look at the second piece of the world. Did you have an opportunity to do the experiment?
So to learn through the Gemara and see what you think. A little bit. Well, let's learn the Gemara together. So, let's learn the Gemara. This is not a major point, but it's interesting. Okay, so the Gemara says, look, here's Mahoz Debar, Rava, Pagin Dibur, Lo Pagin Dibur. What do you do by Kal Machat? The Gemara goes, pick up in the bottom of Chesim again. Other way, the Adi Ba Maskil is up. The Adi Ba Maskil challenges Rav. Kiman. Here, Jimin. Whom are you following? Well, the Chassim is Evan himself. Okay. But she or Kaza Zolshu, what else have been a Chor? Tanakhata says, if you left at any Kaza at all, still all over. Sayonara. Not only if you aren't getting Kaza, you don't even get the Shefa. So once the Kaza doesn't work, the Shefa doesn't work. What does that sound like? Well, fucking Dibura, right? I think Kaza Chassa, but I killed the, which means two things, Kaka and Shukr. We killed the Karka, the whole thing falls apart. Sounds like the Karka was saying, well, but he's more than Rabbi Shimon, as advertised. No. Rabbi Shimon says, oh, Rabbi Shimon, call the Fakir and assume it's only Abu. Kush me Echem Rabbi Shimon. Says, no. If you leave out some Karka, the Karka doesn't work. But the Eber does work. You know, when the Eber is not Meshukr, if I didn't specify what I'm leaving out. I said, I'm leaving out one thing. I'm leaving out 0.1% of my property. So maybe that's a reference to Evan himself. Right, of course, I don't know. Then you can't prove that the Evan is being freed. But anything short of that, and the Karka doesn't work. But the Evan does work, so that's fine. The Evan is for sure, the Karka is not mixed. So it sounds like I'm not focused. You take all the Indian world, open the Indian world. That's what you should have done. And then the Gemara says, that's very nice. You're following Rav Shimon. But we don't pass like Rav Shimon. I'm Rav Yosef, I'm Rav Yumi, I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Rav Shakir, Rav Yosef, Rav Yishimon. How long are you mayor? Either Rav Yosef praised Rav Shimon, he says a nice svara, but he also says a long time you pass like Rav Meir, the Tanakama. And that's the problem for Rava, because presumably Tanakama says, "Lo pagi in dibur." Right? So far so good. Kasha. Yes? No? Maybe. Okay. So the Sanya, Kishanem was wrong with the Arab Yossi. Karl of Anikra Zeh. So Sai Nishak Meshes Var Nechokim. This is the key word. He has said beautiful things. He applied the Abbas of Mishlei. Should kiss, well that's what it sounds like. Kiss the one who says something so proper and so sharp. Kaisus says in Sosai, those who says not that you give him a kiss, it's a good shot, but your lips kiss each other. You have nothing to say. Rizzo says something so good.
Take it back.
Yeah. Exactly. Speechless. Vivota. Also says Vivota. Mashikin says so say and Zuzu. You kiss your lips together. You have nothing to say? Ain Yodim Allah. You don't know how to respond. Right. This is, wow, this is breathtaking. This is a great spot. It is very nice, but with a pot belly. Okay. So what are we saying? We're saying, look, Rava, who's the Makshin here? Rava, other Ramas is saying, Rava, you pass like a Shimon. You who would you say, Pagin, you pass like a Shimon, but we don't pass like a Shimon. So, presumably that means that the Tanakhama mayor holds, Lo Pagin Dibura. So the Gemara says, well, no, that can't be what Nachman was saying. The real pass like Rav Shimon means that Lo Pagin Dibura. The other Nachman, how can we know Rav Nachman holds the same Rav Nachman who said Halachah Meir, who quoted Halachah Meir, also said the same chain. Amar Rav Yosef Barman Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Shchiv Nira Shekat Mekal Mechasav La'avda Va'anan, Chosav and Chosav and Chosav Yadav. Shlimra signed away all these nechashim. There's evidence, then becomes healthy again. So he has the right to first on his deathbed. This is a discussion that ends up on Vasa. There's a special matzah called Shlimra. This is all cool to the chumrah. First on his deathbed, chumrah worries.
fellow is going to the last moment, he wants to take care of everything before he dies, if you're going to insist on all the usual rules of Kinyanin, he's going to be agitated. He wants to make sure that that son gets the house, and not that one. No, well, whatever they want. If you tell him, well, let's not make Kinyanin, we can't do this, it's not valid, he's going to be even more agitated and may hasten his death. The Chazal may tosh makana, the Gemara says, the Shnai Gemara says, that he could do a mana shlimra b'dibor. If Divrei, we have this later in the parish, which I will get to later in the year, we know this, Divrei shlimra kisum kisum dami. So whatever the shlimra says is, I think we're going to get to it in the year also. So whatever the shlimra says works, a rare exception to the rule of Eina Mekas Nikvim Bezvan. Usually, you can't just do a king just with, by saying it. One of the only exceptions is this son of Israel, Abanam, Divrei Shchivra, Kitzum, and Kitzum. It's always written in Stein. It's always like kind of Shtar Kinyan. Special thing. But, so it works as more power, Yogi and Mike the Kinyan. On the other hand, if he becomes healthy again, if he doesn't die from the sickness, then the whole Batana falls apart. He was giving it, that's built into the way the Kinyan works. It's built apart. He was only only if he ultimately dies. Well? That's the assumption, yeah.
Yeah, so the
pretense
is false.
Yeah, it's not exactly. Ah, but the Gemara says, here the Gemara says, oh, good. The Gemara says, though, that if I did that to my Eved, this is called the Chassai business, to my Eved, I'm being a shocker him and give him all my property, and then, but it turns out I become healthy again, so then what? So then, I back out of the money, but not out of the Eved. Why? I suppose it's not a toast. Because that's like an investment. A toast means it was a fact that I didn't know about, that was already locked in to be true. I didn't realize it was in the box of tomato, that's always potato. Something like that. I didn't know that, you told me Enron stock, but I didn't know that the market bowed out of Enron 2 hours ago, or that everyone defaulted and it's going to bottom out in an hour, maybe. But Sam, I tell you, the millennium, share the Millennium Fund, and then tech bubble burst a month later. That's not toast. That's business. You made a Kinyan, and then it turned out it didn't work out well. That's not toast. Means there's like some fact that was wrong, but not a Kinyan. You thought you marry a girl, then it turns out that she was really never at all, and her parents had no reproductive. Right? Okay. But here it's not a toast. And here, we know he may or may not die. It's not that he made the Kinyan knowing he's going to die, turned out he really wasn't so sick. He knew it seemed like he was headed towards death, and that he had healed. That's not a toast. But the rule, I don't think. I shouldn't get drunk.
That's
Right, that's what I said.
That was a hypothetical.
Where do you see that?
First white line.
Yeah.
Any other Kitcha Hashem. Kitcha Hashem sounds a little bit like even more. It sounds like Imamash is Meshukhar.
Yeah.
For real.
And he came back.
He was Meshukhar even.
If you
like,
say something
right.
Like the heart that I will give somebody $100 on this night that this happened, does the money transfer when this night happens? Or.
It's 27, good question. It's 27 tonight. You have a time to him and a time to Me'asho.
This one is obviously a time to Me'asho.
The standard tonight is Me'asho. If we're all contingent upon what's ultimately going to happen. So we'll find out if it actually happens.
If it was Lapa, then there's a problem because it's like never did happen.
Right. It's not him. Right. But
here, everyone
has to be.
Right, it's not
him. It's not Chalvash HaSmita. It has to be Chalvash the law. Because then nobody did it.
It's Mehayom Imam.
Right.
That's not
right, that's the same. That's the answer. Okay. This case of Rav Shimon of Meir is a Pagin Dibur case. Why? Well, because for some reason or other, you weren't Kona any of the Karkos, and yet you still Kona the Eretz. So why are you not Kona any of the Karkos? So Rashi has a fantastic class. Rashi says, well, because you said you're leaving out a Karka, and if you're leaving out a Karka, then in that case, there's no king of any of the Karkos, because you didn't say which Karka you're leaving out, so you're not Kona anything. Well, it's not calling any karka, then so local game dibura, you lose the shekhar also. Like the case leave out a particular karka, I know what else you're being kona. That's maybe what Rashi has to say about the being Mashiach for that case. But the case you're not calling any karka, why not calling any karka? Because I didn't say which one it is. And that Tosis is gonna say that Rashi begins with the Pharisee Gemara. If I say I'm giving you five of my I own six cards, if I'm giving you five, selling you five of my cards. So the Gemara says you're kona five cards. I can choose which one to keep, but I can't keep all of them. The Rashi here says, if I say, I'm giving you all my cards but one, I didn't say which one, you can't take any, because maybe that's every one, maybe that's the one that you, that that's mine. It's a very difficult Rashi would deal with that. The interesting, Rashi is a fundamental idea about Kinnam.
If it's just tomorrow, tomorrow I'll have a larger group. Hopefully all of you in the school will still be here tomorrow, and a lot of people as well. So think of that issue, and then we'll look at the other issue.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, yeah.